السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى has granted us a deen, a religion, which has been very carefully fashioned. It has been very carefully designed. From the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until the final Nabi, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Different prophets, different anbiya have brought different religions. Nuh alayhi salam, he had his own deen. His ummah had its own rulings they had to follow. Musa alayhi salam, his ummah had its own rulings they had to follow. Dawood alayhi salam, his ummah had its own rulings they had to follow. And some things were always the same. For example, the aqaid, the basic beliefs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, that the prophets, they are sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels exist, Jibreel alayhi salam is the leader of the angels, the last day, the hereafter will come. The beliefs were the same. The beliefs cannot change. Similarly, the other fundamental thing that was the same in every single religion was that in every single religion, the people were commanded that you must adorn your heart with beautiful qualities, with good qualities. You must adorn your heart with generosity. Within your heart, you must have this zeal and this eagerness to spend on other people, spend for the benefit of other people, for the benefit of other people's deen and for the benefit of other people's worldly issues. This was in every single deen. Within your heart, you must have compassion for other people. That when you hear of some adversity of theirs, you don't feel happy, you feel sad. You wish that this adversity didn't come on them. When this adversity has come upon them, then you wish that it is removed. If you hear about someone's success, you feel happy, compassion, well-wishing for other people. This was commanded in every single deen. Similarly, the opposite of compassion, well-wishing, jealousy. That when you hear about someone else's blessing, you burn inside. You feel, why does he have this? Why don't I have it? This was prohibited in every single deen. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was commanded in every single deen. Disinclination towards the world, that the inclination towards the hereafter, the attachment to the hereafter, is more than the attachment to this world. This was commanded in every single deen. This, what we are discussing, is those qualities which adorn the heart. Or those qualities which... If they are good qualities, they adorn the heart. And if they are evil qualities, then they make the heart impure. Jealousy makes the heart impure. Hatred for other people makes the heart impure. Love for this world to such a degree that it distracts a person from the effort of the hereafter makes the heart impure. Pride, that a person thinks he is something, he is better than other people. Self-conceit, a person looks at himself and he thinks, I have a status, whether it is a worldly status, a deeny status. This makes the heart impure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the day of judgment, after he mentions a dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that... وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Look at the humbleness of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. A little bit of deen comes into our life. We begin performing our 5 times salah. And our mindset is that I'm in Jannah. I'm on the path to Jannah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he a Nabi, and who did great mujahada for the sake of Allah. We don't have time to go into how much he had to do for the sake of Allah. But we don't even have to do 1% of what he had to do for the sake of Allah. But when he lifts his hands to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, don't humiliate me on the day of resurrection. Don't humiliate me in front of everyone on the day of resurrection, meaning forgive my sins, let them go, hide them. Humility is also a quality which adorns the heart. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a very short description of the day of judgment. What is the day of judgment that Ibrahim alayhi salam was making dua out of the bottom of his heart for? يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُ. It is that day that wealth will not be of any benefit. And no children. Wealth will not be of any benefit. You have amassed millions in this world. You have your own property, and with that you have 5 other properties as well. You have 3 cars, all top model, in the driveway. None of that will be of any use. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says in a hadith that a servant will come, and he will be on the day of judgment, he will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, look, I gave you so many years in the world. I gave you an age of 60, 70, whatever. What did you do? What did you do for me, for your hereafter? This person will say, this person will be someone who spent his entire life earning, making money. The world was always first before the hereafter. The temporary home was always first before the permanent home. The temporary bank account was always first before the permanent bank account. So he will say that, oh Allah, I earned a very large amount of money. I left millions. I left a very comfortable bank balance. So give me permission to go back in the world. I will bring it back, and that is what I have to offer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ignore him. That is of no use. What did you bring that is of use in the hereafter? And he will be empty-handed. He will be empty-handed. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that يَقُولُ ابْنُ عَدَمَ مَالِي مَالِي. The servant, the person, he keeps saying, my wealth. What does that mean? He keeps thinking, he looks at it, mashallah, I have this much money now. This is my savings. He looks at his house and he feels happy that my wealth. He looks at his car and he feels happy, my wealth. He has got a promotion, so he feels happy that, look, this much more wealth coming in. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the human, the person, he keeps thinking, my wealth, he keeps saying this. What is actually his wealth? What is actually his wealth? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said his wealth is that wealth which goes to the food he eats. He buys food with it, he eats it, that food is gone, so that wealth is gone as well. He buys clothes, and he uses that clothing to the degree that, no, it is useless now. It goes in the bin after him. So that wealth which he used to buy the clothes is gone. Whatever he's consumed, he's used his wealth for, it's gone. That's his. Everything else is for his inheritors. Everything else will be left behind, except what he has sent ahead. So this is something which was common in every single deen, that the heart must be adorned with such qualities. That the inclination towards this world must be less, the inclination towards the hereafter must be more. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he paid great attention to making sure that the heart, to encouraging the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, to warning them, to addressing them that your heart must be pure of evil qualities. It mustn't be filthy. So what did Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam say? That يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't humiliate me on the day of resurrection. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the day of resurrection. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Wealth is of no use on that day. وَلَا بَنُونَ, and children is of no use. What does it mean, children is of no use? So, nowadays, unfortunately, children are very little use in this world as well. Unless they are brought up as obedient children. If you make sure that your children are obedient, your children, they put the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before everything else, then your children will be an asset for you in this world. And if you, in every juncture, you put your children's worldly life, world first before the deen, they must get a good education, they must get a good job. There is no harm in giving attention to all of these, but they must not become the priority over deen. When we think about what we have plans for our children, worries for our children, then for a moment let us sit down and assess, out of all the thoughts that go through my mind regarding my children, how many are connected to the success in this world and how many are connected to the success in the hereafter in regards to deen. If we worry about the success in regards to deen, then inshallah there will be an asset for us in this world as well. Because one of the primary commands of deen is that a person must be obedient to his parents. He must serve his parents. When they reach old age, serving them is an easy path to Jannah. And if you have made the world a priority in the head, then that path to Jannah, which is in the form of serving one's parents, when they reach old age, that will not be the priority for them. Their own world will be the priority for them. I have seen with my own eyes. I have not even reached the age of 30 yet. Majority of you have seen much more of the world than I have. But I have seen with my own eyes so many people who worried about the deen of the children. The children, maybe they haven't become professionals. Maybe they haven't become wealthy. But now the father is in old age. The mother is in old age. But wherever you see them, you see the children with them, that they are looking after them. They go out of their way. They change their timetables. They change their priorities for the sake of their parents. And I have also seen people who they had a lot of worry for their children. They had a lot of worry for their children, a lot of feeling for their children. But that feeling was misplaced because it was all geared towards the worldly future. So the children have become professionals, the children are earning very well, but they are in old age, they are in need of the support of the children, and you barely see them. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day of judgment is the day that neither wealth nor children will benefit a person. What will benefit a person? إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except the one who comes with a pure heart. Except the one who comes on the day of judgment with a pure heart. What is a pure heart? A pure heart is that heart which is empty of these evil qualities. It doesn't have jealousy. It doesn't have hatred towards other people. It doesn't have miserliness. It doesn't have a love for showing off, a love for wealth. Not such a love to that degree that a person disregards the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it have? It has generosity. It has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has humbleness. It has compassion, feeling for other people. It has inclination towards the hereafter, disinclination towards this one. This is a pure heart. If a person has this, then he is successful in the hereafter. So my intention was something else, but within this verse, we have these two verses, we have learned very much, alhamdulillah, some very important points, that wealth, children, and anything of this else of this world, it will not come in use on the day of judgment. What will come in use on the day of judgment is our deen. And one very important part of our deen is that our heart must also be adorned with good qualities and empty of evil qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم بارك
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala hikayatan an du'a Ibrahim. Wala tukhzini yawma yub'athun, yawma la yanfa'u malu wala banun. إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وأتباعه وذرياته ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اهتديتم اهتديتم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا وهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم واغفر لموتانا اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفاه على الإيمان عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La
ilaha illallah. Straighten the rows. Please ensure your heels are at the base of the yellow line on the musalla. Sun shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave any gaps. If there are any gaps in the saf in front of you, please fill them in. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر
فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله